You're here a little bit on a recruiting mission today, yes. Visiting with us here at KASU. Tell us about what you're recruiting for.
I'm recruiting for the University Community Choir. We're doing something that we haven't done in several years, and that's perform Handel's Messiah this fall semester. It's not going to be at Christmas. It's not going to be at Easter. It's going to be a November concert, and we're going to share that concert with the community choir from Arkansas Northeastern College over in Blytheville. We had the opportunity to combine our choirs, Dr. Keith Hernsberger and I, last fall on a Mozart program, and he had the idea that we might do Handel's Messiah, and I was really excited about it because I've never actually conducted that here. We sang with the Memphis Symphony here in our Riceland Hall, significant portions of Messiah several years ago, but I was not the conductor in that one. That was the conductor for the Memphis Symphony. At that time, that was David Lobel. But I just wanted people to know that we will begin rehearsing for that on August 31st. That's the second Monday of the fall term. And we'll have an opportunity for people to come in and get their scores and kind of meet the students that are going to be involved as well as other community members. We've had a great turnout for community choir last spring when we did opera and musical theater choruses. And they seemed very excited about the prospect of doing Handel's Messiah with orchestra. And so we're hoping that we'll get several more people from the community to come and join us, and not just the Jonesboro area, but if you can hear my voice, come on in to rehearse with us. The rehearsals are once a week on Monday nights from 6 to 8. The cost to join is just $25, and that includes the musical score. And we would hope we get a lot of people involved in that.
Now, what kind of resume do you have to join the A-State University Community Choir as a member of the community?
Well, you have to have a love of singing. I mean, it helps if you've sung in choir before, but if you have a love of singing and you can carry a tune, then you're welcome to join us. Not everybody reads music at a high level that joins the community choir. We have choir directors and band directors from around the area that are members of the choir, but then we have folks that are they don't sing in any other choir anywhere, and they come. And we have learning aids. We have part learning tracks to help them learn their notes. Sectional rehearsals where we just take the basses off and we take the sopranos to, and let them work on their parts separately, and then we put things together and it comes out music.
And this is open to all ages as well.
Well, basically we go from high school through as long as you feel like you can come and sing. We've had high school freshmen in the choir at the same time as octogenarians that still love singing and still feel good about getting out and singing. And as long as we enjoy it, then that's what it's all about.
Well, there's not many opportunities for people from such, you know, sometimes two, three, maybe even four generations getting together to collaborate musically. This is kind of rare.
Well, and we've had whole families come and participate. They might have a child in the high school choir over at Nettleton, or maybe there's one of them that's in the concert choir here, and then, you know, just parents, grandparents, and the younger kids all participating. It's just a lot of fun.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about Handel's Messiah. You mentioned that the University Community Choir will be collaborating to present this in November. I know so many people who do have a love of singing that absolutely look forward to any opportunity to sing this piece of music.
Yes.
What is it about Handel's Messiah that's so appealing to singers?
That's a great question. I don't know all the answers to. The reason it was my favorite piece of music, even though Brahms' Requiem is right up there close, and this year we're going to get to do both of those, it's because that singing is kind of athletic. singing music of the Baroque. If you've listened to a piano, an invention by Bach, the music is always moving. Somebody's always moving when you're singing Handel. It's a little bit unusual in the oratorio genre. An oratorio is like an opera where everybody stands there and sings instead of walks around the stage screaming in each other's faces. Not to say that that's what opera is. But it is scriptural. I mean, it is, the text is from Scripture. And that in itself, although it's not meant to be performed as a church service, it's different because other oratorios had characters and a plot. And this one, the central character is Jesus. The prophecy of, the birth of, the ministry of, the death of, and the resurrection. And the music follows all of those. And we are doing selections not just from the Christmas part or not just from the Easter part, but selections from throughout the piece for about an hour and a half long concert.
Well, another thing that I think is appealing about this is that it's, even people who aren't singers, who've never performed in a choir, remember, I've never even been to a performance, a live performance of classical music. They've heard portions of Handel's Messiah somewhere. It's familiar. It's in the culture.
Hey, if you just happened to be in the mall on the right day a couple of years ago, you got a couple of shots at Hallelujah Chorus, and if you knew it, you could join in with us, you know?
Right.
It is one of those pieces that when you hear that in concert, you go, well, I've heard that before. That's been in a movie or, you know. So it is very well-known music. It was that and most of Handel's oratorios were a response to a time when the theater was dark, the opera theater was dark during Lent. You know, you couldn't have an opera performance during Lent in 18th century London. And so these pieces like Messiah, which is scriptural based, or like Judas Maccabeus, which is based in the history of the Jews, then they could perform those, and the composer and the singers could be gainfully employed.
Well, you mentioned that this is going to be performed twice, once in Blytheville and once in Jonesboro.
Yeah.
What other opportunities do people, if they're participating in the University Community Choir, what other opportunities over the course of a calendar year would they have to perform in public?
Well, University Community Choir only does a concert per semester,
and
this one is two concerts, but it's the same music.
Right.
In the fall semester. As I mentioned earlier, last spring our concert was opera and musical theater choruses. Next spring I'm looking at movie music. There are some wonderful musical scores from, you know, from Disney to John Williams to, you know, you name it. Some of the music that was written for the movies, not co-opted into a music. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times do you hear the O Fortuna from Carmine Burana in a commercial or in another movie? But there's lots of original music written for movies that is fantastic as far as the instrumental side of it and the choral part of it. I was listening to Pandora, my movie music Pandora station, listening to The Hobbit, you know, music from The Hobbit. It's just, it's all over that genre. And we hear those things, and the choir members really have enjoyed singing them. And we have a few that are just real Disney-aholics, and they'll come for anything Disney.
So if someone maybe are hearing now for the first time about the University Community Choir, and again, they want to participate, what are the steps, again, to join and to be a part of this this choir?
Well, send me an email. My email address is rdmiller@astate.edu. And if you can't remember that, or if I said it too fast, just go on the astate.edu website, and in the search box, put choirs. And it'll take you to the to that area, and eventually you'll get to my name and be able to send me a message by email. If you've never sung in the community chorus before, I would like to meet you and listen to you sing beforehand. You don't have to prepare anything. It's just come in and vocalize a little bit. Basically, it's can you carry a tune?